Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So F&P post-COVID.
Yeah, so this is a reporting season in New Zealand continues, and we had one of the heavyweights reporting yesterday, so lots of focus on Fisher & Paykel Healthcare. And Mike, sort of to some degree, where Fisher & Paykel Healthcare goes, so does the market, because it's just 11% of the NZX 50 index, so it has a lot of influence on index performance. Now, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare had given guidance to the market back in August, so the market was expecting a significantly weaker outcome than the corresponding period the previous year. And just to boil it down into, I suppose, into a very simplistic synopsis here, Mike, COVID boom time for Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, but the end result was that their customers ended up owning a lot of inventory, a lot of Fisher & Paykel Healthcare product. So there's been a question mark over how quickly that inventory will be worked through, how quickly it will be utilised, and when will demand return to sort of a more normal level. Well, yesterday, we had the half-year result. In terms of numbers, at the revenue and earnings level, a slight improvement on expectations, bearing in mind that sort of chunky downgrade that was advised to the market a few months ago. So they had guided to $670 million worth of revenue, came in at $690, just over $690. So that's good. But actually, if you look back at a sort of an unaffected pre-COVID comparison, they are ahead of that pre-COVID comparison, so that's good. Net profit fell to $95.9 million. That's a decline of 57%. A little bit more when you take into account currency impacts there. So there's your chunky downgrade, but that $95.9 million was ahead of market consensus expectations, which was sort of around 92. So the last 4 months, it's seen a bit of a lift in hardware sales. That's good. Gross margin, that had been impacted by elevated freight costs. They do see that improving in the second half of the year. One feature of the results that sort of got a little bit of attention, previously they were sitting on a lot of cash. They had over $200 million worth of cash, but this sort of softer demand, that's seen reduced cash flow. They've got elevated capital expenditure. So they've now moved to a small debt position. So big change around the cash position. Look, Mike, maybe growth will be a little harder fought going forward, but I think there's going to be some relief in the market here because it's sort of alleviated fears of a continued earnings downgrade cycle. Share price up $2.10. That's a 10% rise in the day, so well received by the market. Closed just under $23. Was over $23 at some stage. It's the highest level we've seen that for around 6 months, and it lifted the NZX 50 index as well. So actually, Okay. Probably a pretty good result.
Right. Talk to me about the Fed. Now, have I got this right? I'm reading that the Fed's maybe we've seen the worst of inflation, but now we're hearing commentary that suggests that they might have read that wrong.
Yeah, look, I think this is a really good illustration, Mike, of central bank resolve. Now, resolve has been the favourite word of central bankers over the last few months. It's used in pretty much every situation. We will act with resolve. We see it everywhere, right around the world. Now, so the market now is starting to look for central bankers to pivot, to move away from the tightening path, even if it's a pause or a slowdown in the rapid pace of monetary policy tightening. Now, you go back to August, Fed Chair Jerome Powell, he told us that they're going to hold tough. And this seems to be a concerted strategy of other Fed officials to make sure they keep reminding the market that is the case. They are going to hang tough. Now, this week, New York Fed President John Williams, he signaled the Fed funds rate could go higher than the market is expecting. Not a massive change, he said, but somewhat higher. And then the noted hawk, St. Louis Fed President James Bullard, he said markets are underpricing a little bit the risk that the FOMC, the Federal Reserve Market Committee, will have to be more, not less aggressive. And my take on this, Mike, is that the first line of attack of these central bankers is to keep the signaling front and center, keep it present, keep the words there, build the expectation vigorously, and then you back it up with monetary policy decisions. So you leave price setters, workers, employees, everybody out there in the economy in no doubt that the war against inflation will be won. And this seems to be the policy of US Fed officials that, so even if they do slow, they're going to keep the signaling that they could still put the rates a little bit higher. And it just makes sure that they get the job done in the end.
Okay, mate. Numbers.
A little bit weaker just at the moment. The Dow Jones was around 100 points, 33759, 0.27%. The S&P 500 down 0.39% at the moment. So back under 4,000, 3948, and the NASDAQ back under 11,000, 10,993. That's about 0.5% fall. FTSE 100 gained 38 points yesterday. It's about 0.5% gain, 7,512. The Nikkei was the other way, lost about 0.5%, 28,027. Shanghai Composite, though, they had a good day in China, up 2.3%, 3149 was the close there. The ASX 200 gained a third of a percent, 0.33, closed at 7253. The NZX 50 gained 87 points, courtesy of Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, 0.77 of a percent, 11,395 the close there. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6196, 0.9265 against the Aussie, 0.5984 against the euro, 0.5167 pounds, 85.70 Japanese yen. Gold a little bit stronger, $1,751.10, and Brent crude, $83.87.
We'll take it. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.